sits waiting for you at the gate. Just go.
Sure thing, right? Right after I find the guy or gal that made this bullet. A rod?
It was me!
No, it wasn't. It was me. It was only me.
You?
Welcome to Fear Me.
Fear Me. You just see me.
Hi, I'm Kim.
Stuart.
And Scott.
And welcome back to the Fear Me podcast. This is episode 59, and this is a special podcast episode where we're going to talk about the second half of season 7 of The Walking Dead and what we expect to see in this last half.
Really?
Really.
Outstanding.
Yeah, brilliant.
Okay.
So, Scott, what you drinking?
I am drinking a beer called Charleston Session IPA. It's from Palmetto Brewing Company in Charleston, South Carolina. And it's okay.
Not great.
Not great. It's okay.
Nice enthusiasm.
I'm sorry, guys. I would love to give them a real good shout out, but it's okay. It's not fantastic. It kind of tastes a little bit like a wheat beer. And, you know, I'm not real big on wheat beers.
Well, that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate, but it's not bad either. I mean, it's very drinkable beer.
All right. I've got the Mugshot IPA from Jailhouse Brewing, which is out of Hampton, Georgia. And it's actually pretty good. Yeah,
you
it's
like
sweet.
It?
It's a bit sweet, but it's good.
I thought it was a little harsh.
Harsh?
Yeah, I thought it was a little harsh when I had it.
Let me try
I think it's good.
A little too bitter.
I think I like the bitterness a little bit. But
it's got like a Tootsie Roll. Kind of has like a Tootsie Roll taste to it.
Tootsie Roll?
Man,
I do not get the Tootsie Roll out of that.
No, okay. I don't get that sweet. At all. Okay.
Like a caramel type thing at the
beginning.
I know
what you're saying.
Okay.
I gotcha.
I just got better.
Okay. All right, so I am drinking Wussy.
Yeah, but not just that.
Oh, who you calling Wussy? That's what I'm drinking. It's time a Pilsner got arrogant. This is from Arrogant Bastard Brewing. Mm-hmm.
San Diego, right?
From San Diego.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's a Pilsner, but I like it. It's mellow, smooth.
The can kind of scared me.
The can has a big devil head on it.
Is it strong? It's just a Pilsner.
No, it's not strong at all. Let me see. Oh.
No, Pilsners can be flavorfully pretty strong.
No, I mean, it's very mellow.
Is it pretty dry?
No, it's not dry. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not a wussy Pilsner.
It's probably one of the better Pilsners I've had.
Okay,
cool.
Because I like IPAs, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big can.
It is a big can. Yeah. It's only 5.8%.
I will not be calling you a wussy.
That's actually 5.8 is actually really high for a Pilsner.
Yes, it is.
It is?
That's a strong Pilsner.
Yeah, Pilsners usually run between 4 and 5 at the most.
Maybe that's why I like it.
Maybe that's why it's not a wussy. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Because... Yeah. Most Pilsners as my favorite.
Yeah, Pabst is like 1.3, I think, or something.
Yeah, something water. Like that. Actually, I think water has more alcohol content.
Yes.
Depending on where you're getting it from. Mm-hmm.
So I've been pretty good lately about posting our cans on Facebook. So I will post these. Now we have three do. So
posting my cans. Nice cans.
Not those cans. Beer cans.
I need to take a moment.
This week we're posting Scott's
nice scams, baby.
We could post Scott's gallbladder. He just had it removed.
That's right.
I'm actually going to take my gallbladder and put it on my desk at work for all my students to
see. Could you get it like
this is your ass
fused in amber or something?
Oh, without a doubt. Not gonna let the thing shrivel up and dry up and just look really nasty.
Go all out, buddy.
That's good times. Uh-huh. Good times.
Well, you don't want to lose it. I mean, it's been with you your whole life.
I've lost it.
Okay, so we have Season 7, Episode 9, mid-season premiere happening tomorrow night, Sunday night.
Yes, yes.
Are you guys excited for it? Have you missed it?
I am, but I'm a little scared.
Why?
At the same time.
Why?
Because, I don't know what to expect. I didn't watch any of the previews. You'd think I would.
You'd think. I didn't either.
No, but I've been looking at the Twitter and the Twitters and seeing people's comments, seeing a lot of images that were posted and stuff, and that we were posting some stuff ourselves. But I don't know. I'm scared to see. I posted that I was scared for Eugene and what's going to happen. But I want to know what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be alive, so I know that's not going to be a major thing. Yeah. But I'm just nervous for him.
I do think it was kind of funny that, you know, of course they don't know this, but we got together a couple weeks ago and we started talking about this, and I don't think we were as excited about it as you might expect for people who do a podcast on the show. But I know it came up. We started talking about doing this podcast tonight because I know I saw, I've been following Greg Nicotero on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and he had posted something about tomorrow night's episode saying that it's his favorite episode of the whole season.
Interesting.
And I know I got to the end of last season thinking, you know, that was a hard season, hard half season
mm-hmm.
for the first half of this. It was a lot of negative, not a whole lot of positive.
Yeah.
But when we left out, though, we started seeing our group start to regroup and start to, you know, lean towards they're going to be fighting back.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little bit fired up about that because I think I even said in that podcast, I love a team up.
Yeah,
I do. I love when we start pulling these communities together to fight back against Negan. I'm going to be real excited about that.
Well, and that's what I'm hoping that's actually going to happen. That'll come to fruition because I feel like maybe these first few episodes is still going to be gearing up more for that. It's going to be gearing up for the rest of the season probably.
He still has to convince Ezekiel.
But I totally mm-hmm. want them to go beat some ass. But when we left them last time, you know, Negan again was completely tearing them down, and Michonne went on mm-hmm. the ride with that one chick.
Yeah,
and then chick. And they didn't show what she
totally
saw.
Forgot about that.
But Michonne was like, "Oh crap!" Like she, I mean, you saw it in her face that, "Oh shit."
Well, Michonne killed the girl. I mean. They did show that Michonne finally realized how huge.
Right.
Negan's
well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they showed it off in the distance, but I don't know if you could really like understand like what she was seeing. But
yeah,
she didn't show
anything really.
I thought that's what you were supposed to gather.
Yeah,
from
but
it.
Yeah, she killed the girl, and then she was like, mm-hmm. I mean,
in shock.
Yeah, in shock as to like, oh, this shit is huge.
The girls. I think her whole thing about it, and she was saying to Michonne, is you can't fight it. And the girl had given up. And I think that's why she committed suicide by having Michonne shoot her. It's because she was just like, you know, there's nothing you can do about mm-hmm. this. Look how big this is. And she was like, just get me out of it. And then you just need to run. You just need to go. You need to burn the car, go throw it in the river, you know, and pretend this never happened. And just go back to living your life.
Yeah. Run like Forrest.
Yes, run, Forrest, run.
I will say that in the past day or two, actually since we talked, Scott, I'm actually excited. I'm getting excited for tomorrow night.
Uh-huh.
I'm really excited to see what happens at Hillside. I'm assuming they're focusing on Hillside this time, right?
I don't know.
I believe. I think initially they are.
Yeah, because we have Daryl back.
Well, no, I take it back. No, I think they're focusing more on the kingdom. I think they're focusing more on bringing the kingdom into the
fold. We're not even going to talk about Daryl and all those people that are at Hillside right now? It's going to be a split episode, you think?
Well, I think they're going there. I think they're going to go from the Hillside to the kingdom.
Well, don't you think they would stay at Hillside and talk to old Gregory first?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to take very long. I think Gregory gets pretty much wiped to the side.
Well, the photos that they showed from the episode was, they're outside, you know, trekking somewhere. But the first photo was the first couple photos that is them in Gregory's mansion getting ready to talk to him. And then talking to Gregory, which makes sense because that was like the last episode we were left with them with their team up. Rick got his gun back. Daryl's back.
So Rick got both guns back.
Yeah, and they were getting ready to walk up to talk to Gregory, right? And they were all happy. Nice. Everybody was happy. Wasn't that one of the things that we were like, well, why the hell are they all freaking happy right now?
Because
like,
remember the cheesy and the walk-in?
Yeah, yes. Right. And they all
and it was like
hands.
An old 70s show.
Yeah. Fist bumps.
I hope they start the next the episode tomorrow night with a picture of Rick sitting in a chair with Gregory over his bent over and he's spanking him. That would be great.
Okay. That's Scott's fantasy.
Yeah. All right. You have to rethink that one, Scott.
You know, it was much funnier in my head when I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What are you drinking again?
Yeah, never mind. Anyway, anybody seen my gallbladder?
No, I hope they don't spend that much time with Gregory. There's not much story there. It's kind of like they go and say, okay, Gregory, you're going to be on board. We're taking all your people.
And Gregory's going to say, no, I'm not on board because he's going to kill us all.
Exactly.
No, Gregory will put up a fight, but I think Maggie steps in and bitch slaps.
Yeah, because he doesn't have much fighting.
Yeah. I think Maggie, you know, they pretty much set the tone that Maggie's going to put him in his place. Yeah.
Gregory will be
already
like,
started doing it.
He'll say, like, whatever, Monica. Whatever her name is.
Right. Mm. And, you know, and I also, there's a part of me that says maybe Rick gives over the mantle to Maggie on some of this stuff.
What do you mean?
Oh, as far as being the leader?
As far as leadership. Yeah.
He just assumes that she's the leader? The leader?
Well, I mean, I think he will see her as the leader.
Mm.
Of what's going on there, because I think, you know, there was a lot of groundwork laid for that with, you know, the people in the hilltop and so forth.
Yeah.
And I think Rick, you know, Rick's been kind of beaten down and so forth, and I think he's going to see, he's going to let Maggie take charge.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Well, he's going to be the fighter. She'll be the politician.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to have seen a lot of the scenes we had from the first part of the season where Maggie is asserting her control over this thing to have all of a sudden Rick show up and Rick takes over.
Yeah.
I think then that kind of would be kind of lame. Yeah. I mean, I'm
the writers have done that before though.
Right. But I would hope that Rick recognizes that Maggie is the power right now.
Well, even if he does recognize that, it doesn't mean that Gregory's going to just let her lead and let her make the decision to put everybody at,
I think Greg's already showing that he can't stand up to her. I mean, even that whole scene with, what was it, like an apple or something on the wall or whatever, the guy.
Yeah, the guy finally was like, he was like, she's pregnant. Like, what the hell?
Give her the apple, you know.
Yeah, stop being a dick.
You know, he disrespected Gregory big time.
Yeah.
And Maggie was kind of smug about it, like
he's kind of been the leader in name only. I think is what Jesus was alluding to from the start, because he was always rolling his eyes every time the guy said something.
Right. Well, he doesn't have a whole
bottom
lot of
line
respect.
Is we're gonna have two struggles there: one between Maggie and Gregory, and then convincing Gregory that okay, this is something that we need to do.
Yeah, but hopefully they move on from that quickly.
Yes, hopefully it'll be a split episode.
Get up to the kingdom.
Yeah, I don't see Gregory being too much of a factor, really. I mean, in all honesty, I think she pretty much bitch slaps him aside when he starts putting up any kind of a fight. And, you know, and Rick's got his tail between his legs. You know, he even told Maggie, he said, you know, you told us to stand up and fight, and I didn't believe you, and now I'm here to fight. So he's, you know, that's how he ended the episode, by saying that to her. So I think Rick's going to hand the reins over to Maggie. I think Maggie's going to be the big dog.
Even bigger than Rick at Alexandria? Like, do you think she's going to take over Alexandria? Is that what you're saying?
She's certainly, I think, going to take over a lot of this fight, a lot of this bringing these communities together. She's mad. Maybe. She's madder than hell.
Maybe.
She's the one who told him when Glenn got killed, you know, when they were around the little campfire there. She's the one who said, you get ready, we're going to fight.
True. But I think he's pissed off enough now, maybe he'll take it up. I don't know, but that's a good point.
He got his gun back.
He did. You've said that.
He got his gun back.
You're very excited about the fact that he got his gun back.
Well, he did. They made a huge point of it.
They showed it a lot.
He did tell her. She was right.
Yeah. So do you think Ezekiel will be easier to sway to join the fight? And what about Morgan?
I don't know.
I think Carol's going to have to be involved with that.
Yeah.
I think Carol's still going to say
Carol's going to be the one.
I think Carol's
going to be the one that's going to convince Ezekiel.
Yeah, I think Ezekiel's people are all on board to fight. In fact, the ones that even know what's going on, because I think the biggest thing was the biggest thing was that they were keeping it all from his people,
right?
Simply because of the fact that they knew that they would not be kosher with that.
Yeah,
And like I mean, his main guy, who is that? I can't remember his name, but he came to talk to Carol and Morgan because he was like, "We got
that guy's great.
Yeah, we got to." Get out of this deal.
Gotta rise up.
Because he was scared. He was like, you know, they're going to come back at us, and this is not, you know, it's not a safe deal. It's not a good deal.
I think you could be right. I'm not sure how much those people even have any idea what's going on.
Well, they don't.
They don't have any idea.
Insulated so much. I really think it's going to take Carol convincing Ezekiel, and then they'll follow Ezekiel.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of his guard, the guys that were the hockey pad wearing guys. They're the ones that know what's going on, whereas like the rest of the people in the society have no idea.
What's that guy's name? What's the guy's name that was meeting with Carol and Morgan?
We were just saying we don't remember.
I don't remember his name.
He's good. But, he's great. Good character.
Yeah, that scene was actually awesome.
My point is, what I was trying to say is that in the comic, you know, Carol's already dead. So I'm interested to see what role Carol actually does play in this, since the TV Carol is very complacent right now. Well, not complacent. That's the wrong word. But
no, she's militantly in the other direction.
Exactly. She's militantly Switzerland.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it last season. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of Carol. I'm tired of this Carol character that we've got right now. I mean, come on, give me a break.
I'm not tired with her yet, because I think I can already see her turning. I can already see that her character is starting to get a little bit more antsy.
Well, they're building her up as like the separate side, the side story.
Yeah.
As like a ticking time bomb.
Right.
She's going to join in at some point.
Right. Well, it's like when the guy that was meeting with them was talking to her and Morgan, and he said, I don't know if he was looking at Carol and says, I don't know if you're how much of a fighter you are. And Morgan turned to him and he goes, oh, she's the fiercest fighter of us all.
And that guy actually looked excited. He was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. But then she turns around and she is so adamant about being left alone. And I still don't really get the whole idea of why she's so adamant about being left alone.
Her whole thing is not being responsible for anybody else. That she doesn't want to be responsible because then she has to, you know, act on it in some way, which makes her kill people.
Because she made a list of the people she killed.
Yeah, and she's the greatest killer in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think we beat that to death in a previous episode.
Yes, I know.
But
we've been on break. True. I'm just reminding people.
That's true. That's true. I think she will be the one who kind of comes over to the dark side, I guess.
She's going to have a big part to play.
Yeah.
In something. That's what they're setting her up for. And that's why they keep going back to her and massaging that storyline and blah, 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 blah. Because, it really is kind of annoying because it's like, all right, sweet. Yes, Carol has got tons of fruit and vegetables, and she's doing great, and she has a nice little house, a little cottage, and blah, blah, blah. Who gives a fuck? But
that's right. and Morgan feels guilty every time he kills somebody.
We got it. So worried about this woman who really doesn't give a shit about them, but...
Exactly. We still don't get that to what that's about.
So do you think Morgan will become more violent? Or do you think he's going to stay passive aggressive?
Oh, he's going to be a fighter.
Yeah, but it's going to be
he's going to be a fighter.
Something
He's going to be a reluctant fighter, but he'll be a fighter.
I think something big. Well, he's going to have to find out about what happened with Glenn and Abraham. And then he might change.
He's going to be all Shaolin. He's going to fight when he has to fight. He's going to kill when he has to kill.
Yeah.
He's not going to. He's not.
I agree.
He's not a bloodthirsty killer. Like,
right.
You see.
No, like, I don't see him switching over to that. I agree. I don't see him going all out killer, but I do see him realizing.
No. Who's that? What's that from?
Oh, my God.
What's that? Like, which reference?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon or something?
Faraday? David Faraday? Is it David Faraday? The,
I know. David Carradine. I was thinking like a political person.
What was the show?
Yeah, he was Kung Fu.
Kung Fu. The Kung Fu show.
Because I was Kung Fu fighting.
But wasn't he Shaolin?
That is right, Grasshopper. Okay. You have learned, Grasshopper.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like
everybody
was. Yeah,
Kung Fu fighting.
He's David Carradine.
Gotcha.
They were all fast as lightning.
Yes. He's the Kung Fu master.
Yes.
He is. He's not going after people for bloodlust.
No.
In fact, he doesn't want to kill anybody. He's only killing things that are coming at him and are going to harm the people around him.
You're exactly right. Morgan is traveling the world, taking on injustice as he finds it.
He's all Kung Fu.
All right, so what about Daryl? Do you think Daryl is all like...
He's Kung Fu as well. No, Daryl. Who knows? I don't know. What the hell's up with
him? Do you think he's been beaten into submission or...
No, I mean, Daryl shows up and like giving hugs or like... They look at each other and like, what's up? How's it going?
He tosses his hair.
Yeah. He's not.
No, I think after he went off on Fat Larry, I think Daryl's got a serious anger issue.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Well, that was just to kind of show, like, he was just pissed. He wanted the fuck out of there.
Well, he was crazy. Yeah. I mean, they had driven him crazy, in essence. No, I think Daryl is back to being Daryl. I think Daryl's going to be perfectly happy with killing some people.
Hunting squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep, wearing bad clothes.
Yeah. Well, not as bad as the sweatshirt with the big Alvin A on it.
Yeah, but no, the chipmunks.
No.
That is pretty funny.
I thought he was an adulterer.
An adulterer. I think I said that on a previous episode, too. They reminded me of the Scarlet Letter.
Hmm. Yes.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know what would be awesome is if in the next episode he's listening to Easy Street.
That would be great. Or if they start playing it outside the Savior's compound.
They tried to fuck with me. I love that song, man.
That song is awesome now. That's my theme.
So basically, we all think that this is leading up to the all-out war. That's what I'm getting, right?
But I don't.
I think everybody knows.
Which, that. I think it's going to happen quickly, though.
No, of course not. It'll happen on the the finale.
I think it's going to happen before the finale.
Well, I mean, it could happen before the finale, but something major about the all-out war will happen on the finale.
Yes, I don't. Think
yeah,
it's
I think it may be Negan
season.
Going down.
You don't think it'll happen this season?
I don't think it's going to happen this season. I think it's going to be all build up this season, and they're going to make you wait all summer.
God, that would suck.
I know. That's what they do.
Ugh.
But you know, we've said that before about different things, Stu, and it just
but this is
jump
huge.
Right into it.
This one's
they
huge.
Jump right into it, though. Now, I think by the end of the season, we're going to be full out war already, and we may be seeing, you know, I think at the end of this, we may be seeing the end of Negan.
Well, okay,
I don't think so.
They may be jumping into it. Let me.
Don't they kill Negan with a five iron?
No.
I know.
Let me backtrack. They may jump into the war, but there will be no
conclusion to it
at all.
I'm not saying there's a conclusion to it.
Right.
Are we getting there?
Or do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true, because if there is a beginning, you're closer to the conclusion.
So smart.
I know. That's a
do
like
you...
extra brownies.
Have you thought any more over the break about who the mysterious boot man is?
The boot guy.
No, I saw, you know, I rewatched the episode and I saw the boot and there's a lot of power cord action going on there and I have no idea who that is.
So there's like different,
possibly
a lot of different theories on the internet right now and none of them are very conclusive at all. And there's people who say he's a member of a new community that will help them fight against Negan, or that he is someone who has escaped from Negan's compound that will help them fight against Negan, or that he's someone from Alexandria that was booted out of the community that will help them fight against Negan. You know, like all these different things. So obviously nobody has any real clue as to who he is.
No. You read the comics.
He's not in the comics. This is not right. in the comics.
I think it's somebody we know. I do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, you know, if they're teasing us with the boot and so forth like that, and then, you know, they do this big reveal and it's someone we don't know, then that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
Well, it's not very climactic if they do it that way.
Right. I think it's somebody we know, somebody coming back into the story, and we will recognize who they are.
Has there been anyone booted out of Alexandria since they've been there nice. That we should know
That's
about?
That's the clue. That's the clue.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Who lost a boot? Oh.
I can't remember anybody. I don't think anybody's been.
Yeah, but we were even speculating. Who has been kicked out? Who's been run off that could be coming back?
Oh.
I can't think of anybody. Nobody has been kicked out of Alexandria.
All right.
But they said that there were people kicked out before Rick's group got there.
Well, that's
there.
What I mean. It may not be, right. I was going to say it may not, or it may be someone who was kicked out of Rick's group, not necessarily out of Alexandria.
Someone got Rickrolled.
Nobody's been kicked out of Rick's group except, what's her face? Carol, and she came back.
Are all the wolves dead?
We don't know. Okay. The one that Morgan captured was dead.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Guy. Yeah. Horse mouth.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not the wolves. I mean, the wolves are done. They kind of killed that.
They killed
it way too quickly.
Yeah, I know. They killed the storyline, but I'm just saying, did all those guys die?
We don't know. We have no way of knowing.
I think.
But dude, they were right there. You had the wolves for like a whole season. Like W's on the heads.
There are many
like,
wolves.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Maybe. Ooh. Maybe it's, what's her face's,
Enid.
Enid. I mean, I know that she said she saw her parents killed by the walkers.
I don't see that.
No?
Oh.
It could be Spencer.
No.
It could be his dried up intestines that he's, like, taping his boots.
It does look like wires. That's a good point. It can't be the wolf guy that got killed, right?
No. He got killed.
But do we see him get killed? I don't remember.
Yes.
I just remember seeing him get mobbed.
No,
did he
got
turn
killed.
Into a zombie?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Do we see him zombie? In?
All right. Okay.
So we have no idea.
No.
Okay, so that'll be cool. Maybe they'll reveal. Reveal that on the first episode, I bet.
No.
Oh, that's too easy.
They'll drag that one out. No, whoever it is will probably come in and save them at some point, don't you think?
Yeah. Maybe, or they're super pissed that all of their stuff got taken.
Oh, you don't think it... Did the guys at the smartass dude at Terminus?
They're dead.
Okay, I'm just asking. That's why I'm asking. Did that guy get killed off?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
He's dead. Dead.
Okay,
you're reaching back, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
That's too far back.
Be kind of cool though. That guy was pretty funny.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I don't know.
Scary.
I have no idea.
Funny. Is it Bob? No, I'm just kidding.
It could be Bob.
No, Bob's.
Bob's dead. Dead.
That would be only one boot.
Oh, one boot.
We only saw one boot.
True.
Maybe Good that's point. Why they're only showing one boot.
But he didn't hop.
All
right,
we saw him
at two different places, right? We saw him outside of Alexandria, and then we saw him at the lake.
At the compound,
at the lake.
At his little lake
Rick,
house. Lake.
Yeah, which Rick... So that was... Because we saw him at the lake first, and then we saw him at Alexandria,
Yeah, so he
right?
followed him back.
So they were following
they
Rick.
Alexandria. Didn't Rick and them go to...
They went to Hillside, but Hilltop. They went to the Alexandria first, didn't they? To meet up with everybody?
Oh, you're
and
right.
And then
right.
they all went to Hillside.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. The last place you saw him was beside the lake.
All right, fine.
Yeah. No, we saw him. He was peering on Alexandria.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. But the last place you saw him, though, was at the lake.
No. You saw him at the lake.
The last time was he was watching Alexandria.
Right. With Aaron and Rick were going to that guy's boat that had all the
right,
supplies.
Right, that's the lake I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's where you see him first. And then you see the person, and then you didn't see the person again until it was the end of the show, though.
Very end of the show.
And you see the foot with all the wire and stuff, and it's outside Alexandria. But Rick and them had already gone to Hilltop at that point, correct?
Well, we don't know what kind of time lag there was, but
Yes.
So obviously, whoever this person that was watching them was at Alexandria when they were at Hilltop.
They went to Hilltop, right?
That's all I'm saying.
Right.
We don't know exactly where that stands in time.
So who knows?
Right.
No. I mean, I think the implication is that they were gone from Alexandria when that person shows up.
Yeah. So who knows what else is going on as far as. Is there another group? I don't think it's another group. It's just some other person that's coming back.
No, it's got to be somebody we know.
I hope it's the cheesemaker.
No, he's dead. But that would be cool.
It would be cool. I liked him.
No, you know, it would not be cool because then it would just make Morgan pussyified even more.
I know, but I like cheesemaker.
We need. I agree, but we got to see more. We got to see Morgan fight back now.
All right. So moving on. What about Eugene? He is now at Negan's compound. He's with the Saviors because he's been taken from Alexandria.
I worry about Eugene.
Because he apparently knows how to make bullets.
Yeah, that scene when Negan is talking to Lucille.
Yeah.
Trying to decide what to do with Eugene. Mm-hmm. That was scary. I really thought he was going to turn around and just whack the shit out of Eugene with Lucille.
Same. But I wonder, so do you think that Negan will be pissed off that Daryl is now gone because now he's got Eugene, who is way more useful than Daryl is? Or do you think he'll still be pissed off that Daryl's gone?
I think Eugene gets abused and stuck in a room, and then eventually they'll free him. I don't think there's a whole lot more to the story than that.
No, but I feel for him because he can't he can't stand up for himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, he's just an innocent mind.
But he's not bringing any technical stuff to.
No, Negan. But they can treat him like shit. I don't want to see. Yes. I don't know that I want to see that necessarily.
What do you mean he's not bringing technical stuff?
Well, because I don't think Negan needs people to build bullets and shit like that. I mean, he's got all that.
Does he have someone building bullets, or are they going out and finding bullets?
They're going finding.
They got a whole forge going on there. I mean, they're building all kinds of stuff there.
Oh, well, they have the forge, but I don't know that they don't have the understanding how to make the bullets, I guess.
Right.
I think they do, and that's why he recognized that they were homemade.
Mm-hmm.
Even he has the
possibly
knowledge on how to build bullets.
I don't know. That's a good thought, but I don't know if that's true. I mean, I think that's a good point, is that how would the hell...
He points out that the crimping on the thing shows that it's a homemade bullet.
Yeah. Okay, well...
Leads me to think he knows how to make bullets.
Or it's a person that's used to weapons. Because I know a lot of people that are into firearms that know the difference between a homemade bullet and a bullet out of the package.
You know a lot of people into firearms, Stuart?
I'm in Georgia, buddy.
Enough said.
I had a coworker that made bullets.
I stand corrected.
Well,
we used to talk to him about his lead levels all the time. Like
in his body?
You need to get that tested.
Your fingers are always black. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I'm in my basement making bullets on Saturday nights. Like, wow, that's not a good thing.
You need to go date.
So I think Negan is still going to be pissed off and want to get, what's the word I'm looking for?
Revenge.
Not revenge, but he wants Daryl to pay for leaving, or somebody's going to have to pay for the fact that Daryl left.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he hadn't figured that out yet, has he?
No.
He hasn't, as far as we know yet. But what's his face? Eugene, he obviously took him for a reason. And he's very fascinated with the fact that he can make bullets.
Yeah.
So he's going to treat Eugene, he's going to beat him into submission, basically, so that he will make bullets for the Saviors. So
you think so, or do you think he's going to play psychological games on Eugene did with Carl?
Beating him into submission could be psychological. It doesn't mean he's actually doing it physically.
Well, okay, to Scott's point, he may just be taking him just so that they don't have that luxury.
That capability.
Of someone that can do that. Which is fine. I can totally understand that.
And you know, Negan has demonstrated over and over again, he likes to take mice with him to mess with.
Yeah,
true.
You know, he just needs toys. I mean, that whole thing with Carl, that wasn't really any kind of respect for Carl. That was more just to have somebody to screw with psychologically.
Yeah.
And I think Eugene is a, you know, good God, just look at the guy. He's a perfect target.
But it's not even screwing with the guy that he's screwing with. He took Carl to screw mm-hmm. with Rick. I mean, that's the mm-hmm. whole point, is to mess with
Well, Rick. I think he also does it, though, just to kind of, you know, have an animal and poke a stick at it.
That's true. Have fun.
And Eugene's got victim written all over him.
So us talking about all this is actually getting me very excited for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean,
definitely. Well, we're good, because that was the idea.
We're good. mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're hoping to do that with our listeners,
well, too. One of the things I did post on Twitter was that picture of Arat, who was the woman that was mm-hmm. that had the gun and was cutting at what's-her-name's face. But she had the gun at Eugene, yes. And Negan was right up in Eugene's face. And I just said, God, I feel for our boy Eugene.
Especially after Arat just shot, what's-her-name?
Olivia.
Olivia. Randomly. Right.
Right, right. Yeah. And Negan's like, now she wouldn't have been my first choice, but you know, Arat's just that way.
Well, I think we got probably like 10 or 12 different responses just off that photo mm-hmm. because people are like, yeah, that was a gut wrenching scene besides what happened to Spencer.
Oh, you're bad.
Well, I don't think anybody really felt bad about what happened to Spencer.
No, I think everybody was super excited.
It was definitely gut wrenching though.
And still my favorite line from that, maybe one of my favorite lines from the whole first part of the season was Negan, once he spills Spencer's guts, he's going, I have never been so wrong in my life. You have guts.
Yep.
There they are.
Ah, that's good stuff. I'm really excited that they deemed this the Rise Up. I think that's mm-hmm. like a little homage to Atlanta.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, especially since we were in the Super Bowl.
That was kind of funny because that was the motto of the Falcons.
It was. And that worked out really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. And I'm really excited to get to the All Out War.
You know what mm-hmm. was not cool? Was that Falcons lost.
Definitely not cool.
So not cool.
No,
I don't think they knew how uncool that was.
What a fantastic Super Bowl, though.
It was a great game. Uh-huh. Screw the Patriots.
I wonder if they wanted to change the little catchphrase for The Walking Dead after that.
That's a little late.
No. So, any other thoughts about the second half of season 7?
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, when you're talking about the Rise Up thing, I think it does say something that Nick Otero did make a point of saying that this next episode is his favorite of the series. Mm-hmm. So something interesting must be going to happen in this episode. And I think it may be just team building. I don't know, but
team building.
I think it's going to be pretty good. Yes.
They're going to go off on a retreat.
Well, I think from the marketing standpoint, I think everybody who is a fan of the show wants them to rise up and do something.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the whole first part of the season was them just being beaten down.
Oh.
And it was showing how far. It wasn't just that they got beat down. The Hilltop got beat down. Kingdom was, in a way, being beat down. Not really, but they were still having to give them everything they could get. Right. And then I think the final nail in the coffin was that female troop that was out by the coast that was like, wow, it reaches even to them.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, that was that the first half of that season had, you know, in my opinion, had some unfortunate timing. That was, I think a lot of fans got turned off by how negative the first half of the season was.
Yeah.
You know, of course, the gratuitous violence was not, I don't think, real helpful. But I think the fact that the nation as a whole was kind of feeling down. I mean, that whole election was just a nightmare. For everybody. I mean, I don't care which side of the aisle you fall on. No one felt clean after that election. And So you got a whole half a season of this thing where there's really very little positive to draw upon from the series. I know I when I left out after the first half, I was just kind of like, oh my God, I'm just throwing up my hands. You know, I don't, this was not good.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the reasons why I wasn't too excited about it over the break.
Right, like, that's what we talked
normally,
about.
Normally, like, right. I am chomping at the bit for it to come back in the fall. I mean, in the spring. And this time I wasn't, although now I'm pretty pumped for it. But I wasn't, like, thinking about it all the time. But, you know, I did hear that they actually, the producers actually listened to all the uproar about how violent it was when Glenn and Abraham died. And that they've decided to tone down the violence a bit on Negan's side of things for the second half of the season. So we'll see if that holds true or not. But I mean, I think he's going to have to be violent. I just don't know if they're going to show it as detail. Right. Well, and I like think they did.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. I mean, there's definitely things that you can infer that don't need to be like so quite so in your face. And I think,
yeah, that's so gratuitous.
Especially with characters that people are so connected to. I think that's where if it was just like a movie and you didn't have that much time to get involved or connected to certain characters, it would be different. But I think people really associate themselves with some of these characters because they watch them day in and day out. I mean, there's like, even like Twitter, there's people that have like whole Twitter accounts solely to the character of the show. And it's not just one. Yes. There's like thousands of people that had like Abraham. Okay. Yeah. To whatever end that might be, I don't know. But I'm just saying that like...
We're not making judgments here.
I'm not judging on that. I'm just saying that, yeah, there are people like really connected to each character, and to see them go so violently is that's pretty damn shocking.
Yeah.
And even if you're connected, it's very shocking. But yeah.
I mean, you know, when you even look at something like the hot iron scene. Yeah. It's a horrific thing to think about. I think actually it's even more horrific. It can be even more horrific to think about it than to see it.
Right.
Yeah, and then he's like pulling the iron off the guy's face.
Yeah, and I think that was, you know, I almost want to say to Nicotero and the crowd, you know, you guys were really, really, really trying to push the envelope more than anything, I think. And I think you sacrificed some of the artistic talent of the show by doing that.
Oh yeah, they're pushing like what they can do with the special effects or the gags more than they need to do to get the storyline across. You know, and
I mean, they show, you know, when they killed Fat Larry. I mean, you know, when he beat Fat Larry to death.
You didn't see him, you know, at all. No, you look at Daryl's face.
But I still think it was one of the most horrific scenes of the series.
Because you're like, what the hell? Why was he even doing that?
Oh my
God,
did he do that? Right. You know, you got blood flying. You got Daryl going off on this guy that was obviously just a putz. And you didn't have to show that. No. But anyway, I think that scene more than anything proved the point that maybe they were trying too hard to do that. And I think... the information that you're bringing out, Kim, is very relevant to the fact that they are paying attention to that. Mm-hmm. That, you know, there has been some pushback.
There must have been a lot of stink about it because they've never, I don't think they've ever done this before where they've actually listened to the audience and went the way that the audience wanted them to do, because they've always wanted it to be, you know, follow the comic book. They wanted it to be the artistic point of view. They didn't want the audience to influence the storyline, basically.
But it's never been to this extent.
That's what I'm saying. That there was a lot of pushback about this one thing about Negan.
You know what? It's got to have been a very hard judgment call to make as far as how they did film it and how they were going to deal with it. And I think they probably held back a good bit, honestly, from what they could have done. But it still was. It was way too far. And like you're saying, Scott, with the stuff with the iron, Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was rough. There's quite a few other examples of things that they probably went a bit far with.
Right.
But I know you had a really hard time with Terminus with the trough.
Yes.
And especially with the timing of that one as well, because I think we had some rough stuff going over in Afghanistan, things like that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That to me, it still is some of the most horrific imagery from the show that they've had in all their seasons.
Yeah.
Is lining those people up at the trough. And right, you know, I mean, when you know, at the same time they're dealing with this, we've got people being taken hostage in Afghanistan and being executed and so forth, that it wasn't a good timing for that. But you know what? It wasn't as gratuitous as the stuff that we had this season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, okay, well, what did you feel about like Spencer though? I think we talked about that. We talked about it last time, I think, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
But Spencer, to me, you know, an image, you know, it's funny.
Because that was awful, too, when you think about it. It was terrible.
It was.
But at the same time, it didn't even shock me. And I was actually questioning my own vision on that one, is because I was like, God, am I just getting numb to it? Because, like, when Spencer got killed, I was like, oh, okay, Spencer got killed.
Right. I think because
Spencer, your attachment to the character,
right?
You
right.
wanted him dead.
Exactly. We were not attached to Spencer. He was so annoying, and we complained about him every episode.
But it was a completely shocking move.
It was.
He grabs a knife and he guts the guy right there.
And his guts actually come out, and you see it.
Yes.
And that's the part where it's like, whoa.
Right.
Wow.
Right. And you know, in a lot of respects, though, it looked fake enough that it was almost humorous to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, okay.
To tell you the truth. Even though we did laugh like hell about Glenn's big eye.
Yes.
When he was getting the shit kicked out of him. But we were also incredibly devoted to that character.
Yeah. It was totally different.
Right. I mean, when we're watching Spencer's guts getting ripped over. Even, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say a whole lot on this, but I think his acting was horrible. I mean, even when he was dying, I almost wanted to start laughing because his acting was so bad.
I don't know if his acting was
bad. Go back
that
and watch the scene.
Okay.
Go back and watch the scene. All right. It's almost like he's like, ow.
Well.
And then falls over. You know, he's like, really?
Well.
Best you got?
I think leading up to that point, though, he was talking crap about Rick, who is another character that we are devoted to.
And you were made to want to see him die.
Yeah.
You were manipulated into wanting to see this character.
You're made to want to see Negan not believe him. Gut him was another thing, but and then right after he gets gutted, then our Olivia gets shot in the face. So yeah, that whole setup, that whole scene was a rough one.
It was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, so we're excited about tomorrow night.
Yeah. That's what I said. I'm kind of nervous because I really have no idea. It's not gonna be a lot of dealing with Negan starting out. I know that. So
yeah,
like I guess I don't have to be quite so nervous about our characters. But yeah, it'll be coming.
I think there's going to be a lot of team building. I mean, there's going to be a lot of negotiation going on and connections made.
Right.
I think that's where it's going to focus, and maybe that's what
water cooler talk.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's what, you know, Greg was liking so much as he likes the episode, because he likes seeing some of these characters that have been spread out coming together.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he likes it. We'll find out. I mean, you know, who knows? But
or maybe he gets to do more zombies, because there hasn't been a whole lot of focus on zombies recently.
No. You know, and that's the one thing we were saying, that has been one of the more horrific parts to the first part of the season has been that, you know, in the past, it's been more, you know, gratuitous crap on zombies, which, you know, as Stephen King pointed out, you know, people love horror because you can see the zipper on the monster's back. You know, with the zombies, you can see the zipper on the monster's back. It's not a real person. It's just a zombie, you know? I mean, it's like, you know, attacking Godzilla. You know, you're not going to get horrified because Godzilla gets knifed. But
I love Godzilla.
When you see people, right? But when you see people doing it to other people,
yeah,
and so forth, that's when you get the real horror.
Yeah,
and you know, I mean, think about it. Slasher movies.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the slasher movies were so damn scary because You had people hanging out in a hostel, and somebody attacks them and tears them up, you know. It wasn't because there was necessarily a monster tearing them up. It was just that, you know, it was another person.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see that movie Hostel, by the way?
Yeah, there you go. Thanks.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. It is. It's a horror movie. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
It is a horror
movie. So we do have some news for tonight.
Oh, sweet. What you got?
What?
Speaking of characters, there is speculation about one of our favorite characters, about what's going to happen to her this season.
A her.
Sonequa Martin-Green, Sasha, mm-hmm. has been cast yeah. as the lead for the new Star Trek series on CBS called Star Trek Discovery. And she's going to play really? The lieutenant commander of the starship.
Did you say CBS?
CBS.
Really?
Yeah, CBS is doing a new series. Yeah. Yep.
And they are green-lighted for 13 episodes, and it's premiering in May of 2017. So that
does not spell well for her character on The Walking Dead. That does not
bode well. They've already finished filming uh-huh. The Walking Dead, so they finished in November. Mm-hmm. And then this is premiering mm-hmm. in May, so maybe she finishes out a series, season 7, maybe mm-hmm. not, but she should have had enough time to film the pilot, at least, for Star Trek. So, I don't know. Some people are...
I don't think you commit to a series like that if you plan on continuing on with a...
With The Walking Dead.
Long-running series. Maybe schedule worked yeah. out perfectly.
It would have to be super perfect.
It could be super perfect.
I mean, her husband is still on. There's no threat of him dying, right? Maybe?
Well, I mean, it's what happened to, what's his name on Fear of the Walking Dead? The kid who's now on Marvel's Avengers right. or whatever.
Chris.
Chris. You know, he couldn't do both series.
Yeah.
And I think he committed to that and they killed him off real quick.
Mm-hmm. Thank God. But.
Yes, thank God.
But with Sasha, it's a little bit different. I mean, she's kind of mm-hmm. like Maggie's right-hand woman right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a major character, and she's been on the show for 5 seasons.
Even though she's keeping everything from Maggie.
Yeah, but just to protect Maggie and the baby, not for ill Whatever. Reasons.
No, she feels like she's on her own. She doesn't feel like anybody else can help her with what she needs to do.
Yeah, I don't trust Sasha.
But
she has trust issues.
So that's something scary and sad that possibly could happen uh-huh. in the next half, but who knows? Okay, so AMC also just announced that they are going to be doing a huge contest that will happen around the 100th episode of The Walking Dead. So that won't happen until the fall of this year, fall of 2017. But they're going to give fans the chance to be on the show as a walker. Oh. So that'll be awesome.
Really?
Yes.
So when are you going to be a walker?
I don't know.
We know Kim will be a person that wins that opportunity.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's...
Because you will do anything that is needed to be on there.
I will totally give myself over
to the dark you'll give side. Up one of your kids for that.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? You got plenty.
So the 100th episode is actually going to be the season premiere for season 8. So that'd be pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts this Sunday.
How do they figure that out?
They're going to start selecting people? Are you getting like to
the contest name? Starts this Sunday, tomorrow, this mm-hmm. weekend. And it's going to be, you know how sometimes they do the code words in the middle of the episode?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those things where each week, 2 code words will be given during the episode. Oh, and then you have to enter those words into the AMC sweepstakes website.
Mm-hmm. So you really got to involve yourself on the
Yeah.
contest
stuff. Which you will do, Kim.
I will.
All right, win it, Kim.
So you can do it each week. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and if you do win it and you want to volunteer to let Kim go in your place.
Exactly. I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah. Everybody, let's try to get Kim on the show.
There.
Okay.
Please, everybody, let's push to get Kim.
I think we should get Kim. Kim needs to be awesome. Zombie.
But I don't think they have any influence, right? Like, I just need to get those code words.
I don't know, Kim.
Well, I think anybody that can
if anybody listens to us
words and they can put your name up there.
Yeah.
They can
write me in.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Or you just answer, put Kim on. Like, for God's sake.
I tell you what, guys.
Put Kim on as a zombie.
If you win and you put Kim in as the zombie, we will let you co-host the show with us.
Well, your friend Jason was on as a zombie. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that was different. Yeah, it was in season two when it was like no big deal.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
But still.
They have a lot of zombies.
Yeah, they do.
We gotta work on our influence. We gotta get
folks. We gotta get Kim on.
And you know that episode will coincide with All Out War, so that would be pretty sweet.
And Kim will be on there. She won't even be eating a person. She'll just be eating a sandwich.
Exactly. She really will.
Be like all these zombies, like eating brains and stuff. And Kim's gonna be like eating a ham sandwich.
It would be pretty awesome.
If you've ever you know wanted to be a parent or whatever, and you don't want to go through all that garbage, she'll trade you a kid.
I will. Yeah. Totally.
Yep. Yeah, tell us the age. I'm sure we've got one.
Yeah. We span the gap. Yeah.
They got a nice spread.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's our news for the week.
Well done, Kim.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Very cool.
So, Scott, what is happening tomorrow night? What's the episode about? What's it called?
All right. So the episode tomorrow night is going to be called Rock in the Road. Jesus leads a group to the kingdom to convince King Ezekiel to help them and the hilltop against the saviors. Back in Alexandria, Father Gabriel falls into a trap.
Into a trap?
Hmm.
In Alexandria?
I wonder if that has something to do with the boot guy.
Oh, maybe.
Huh.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
The last we saw Father Gabriel is, of course, he was in the crowd when all the shit went down with Spencer and stuff, but he had that great scene where he's talking to, what's her name? Rosita.
Oh, Rosita. Mm.
In the church where Rosita wants to commit to killing Negan, and he's saying to her, you know, you need to wait. There will be an opportunity. We need you.
Yep, yep.
Yada, yada, yada. Which was really one of the best scenes of that episode, by the way. And then she still goes through with it.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of putting into words what he thought Rick was doing, which I think that we thought Rick was doing too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like just, right. You know, wait it out.
But maybe he falls into a trap with Rosita, because Rosita's not at Hillside, is she?
Hilltop?
Yeah.
Hilltop?
Oh, yeah, she was there.
Oh, she was there? I was thinking...
He was not, though.
No, I know. I was thinking maybe that... because she wants revenge on Negan so badly that maybe she convinced him to do something that he didn't want to do.
Yeah. I mean, don't you remember? I thought it was so inappropriate. She said that last scene when everybody's just smiling at each other and she just sent Eugene up the river.
Yeah.
For, you know, with the bullet thing and so forth. And I'm kind of like, what's she got to smile about? Jesus Christ. She should be rolled up in a ball crying her eyes out.
Right. Okay. Cool.
But it is surprising because they're talking about the kingdom, which from all the images that they're releasing on the site, it was dealing more with what's going on at Hilltop. So
I'll tell you what, though. I did see they did run that preview of the upcoming half season or whatever, and they had one image that I just thought was cool as shit. It reminded me of a lot of the real creepy movies and so forth. I guess I'm thinking it's a walker, but it's like dressed up with a bunch of metal spikes coming out of his head and so forth. And I was just like, holy shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, the big walker pincushion?
Yes.
The guy that's got
like Pinhead?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm guessing that's some dude that's at Negan's compound now.
I would think
that's
so.
That's what I thought.
I would think so. Yeah. But I thought, you know, I was like, ooh, oh, that's a cool image.
That is cool. Well, it should be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when we come back next time, we're going to be looking at the beginning of the second half of the season. And I think we're all starting to get a little excited about it. And we'll see what everybody has to say about it. And if you guys want to throw out whatever comments you can, that would be great. We will make sure we get them on the air next time. And Kim, you want to roll us out of here?
Sure. Thanks for listening to our surprise episode of the Fear Me podcast. You can download our episodes from your favorite podcasting site, and you can also find us on Twitter at Fear Me Pod, on Facebook at Facebook/Fear Me Podcast, and on the web at fearmepodcast.com. And please send us your thoughts on all the episodes. You can email us at fearmepodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody.